family, welcome to The Residence Resource, the podcast for making home and family happy, healthy, and holy for those who reside in the Falmouth vicinity. And even if you're not in the Falmouth area, a special welcome to you, my listeners, for joining from wherever you are. If you like the content, you are more than welcome to listen, to share with someone else, and to leave a comment. I'm your host, Yenny Lewis. But before we go any further, let us listen to our home building tip from the Bible.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
That was your home building tip from the Bible, brought to you by The Residence Resource. And again, it's almost mind-boggling. How could all of this be related to just eating together? But when you think about what is involved in eating together, you realize that the emotional security, the self-confidence, the sense of bonding, all of these, if they are absent, then you can kind of understand why children who don't have this kind of structure are more likely to end up suffering from these psychosocial challenges. And so many benefits. And of course, how can I end such a list of the benefits of eating together as a family without mentioning money? Eating at home saves you money, right? There is a higher cost to eating away from home as opposed to preparing homemade meals. So it helps out the budget too for the family to eat together, prepare the meal at home, have it together. So you're saving money, you're losing weight, and into the future you're preventing certain psychosocial problems, and you're boosting the confidence of your children. In fact, let me mention another study that I came across that says that they realized that the top performers in schools, when they checked it out, these were children who had the kind of structure and experience of the family meal together. So if you want your child to improve their performance in school, this is one more thing for the family to do to benefit your child. Now, having listed out those benefits, I want to add some cautions. First of all, caution number one. Do not plan a family meal and have the TV on and everybody sitting at the dinner table, but all eyes are on the TV. That's just defeating the purpose. So TV off, okay? Next caution. Never be so busy that you and your family cannot eat together. And I am speaking from experience as a minister's wife. And as a minister's wife, I have seen how easily it can happen. You're the pastor, you're the evangelist in your church, and you have a 2-week, 3-week outreach that's going on. You're coming home late at night after service. You're busy in the days because you have meetings and you're on the phone, you know, tying up loose ends, you know, making sure the speakers have what they need. You know, some speakers are not going to turn up and they have to call you. You're so busy. And then it seems as if you just don't have the time to eat together. But I am imploring that group of persons, those who are involved in ministry, please stop. As much as you're busy during that time, still stop and bring your family together for a family meal. If it's not dinner, let it be lunch or breakfast. But bring your family together. And it's so important because there are times when, you know, I made reference to some psychosocial issues that children can suffer from or adolescents can suffer from without having this family meal going on. You know, sometimes you see persons who they are raised in a Christian home, parents are pastors or ministers, and yet you wonder what happened. Why is it that they're doing drugs? Why is it that there's teenage pregnancy? Why is it that they are, you know, having certain suicidal tendencies and eating disorders? And yeah, there are many factors, but don't let this be one of the things that led to it. It's so easy to be engaged in, you know, winning souls out there. But as ministers, ministers' wives, we have to make sure that we are doing our homework and we are ensuring that as much as we have the work of God to do outside of the home, we also have a responsibility to make sure that the little ones that God has given to us, we are making sure that they are netted too, right? So you're casting the net outside, but you must cast the net inside too. So don't let the busyness rob you of your own family, your own children, all right? And I say that from my heart, a heart of real concern as it regards ministry and, you know, families that are in ministry. Let us make sure that we are doing our part. And this is so simple. Family meal together, it's simple. You know, it's so simple. And yet, based on these research findings, it has so much potential to save our children, to save our family lives, right? Okay, next caution. Even though the family table allows you to have free discussion, please avoid things that would embarrass or humiliate any of your family members. If you know that somebody, let's say someone is overweight, don't tease at the table. Don't make fun of anyone at the table, because you don't want mealtime to become something that your children are afraid of, or they dread it, or they're uncomfortable with, right? Keep it light, keep it happy. And again, connected to what I just said, make sure that your mealtimes together are viewed as opportunities and not a chore, right? I know I mentioned too that you want children to choose their seats, but I just want to emphasize that mom and dad typically take the ends, right? The ends of the tables. Thereafter, you can allow the children to choose their seats if there is any disagreement, as you probably will have. One suggestion is to just settle the dispute peaceably and allow rotation. Say, okay, you take this seat today, and then at the next meal, you know, we rotate, so everybody gets a chance to sit at various spots around the table. And in closing, some other ideas to boost your family table experience. Let's say you could try once a week or so, tape little treats under each chair, right? And at the end of the meal, you say, okay, everybody, reach your hand under your chair and grab for something. And by the way, include your spouse in all of this, right? Tape something special under the chair for your spouse too. You could also have an occasional grab bag. And within the whole grab bag concept, you could have an occasional topic pick bag where, you know, like if you're gonna have dessert, for example, you have a little, you have some little papers where you can, somebody picks and says, okay, this is the topic that we're gonna talk about, or maybe a little Bible verse that we can discuss, just something, you know, to add to the conversation. So once my mother had finished preparing the meal, anybody who was hungry would just go serve themselves and go off and eat somewhere. That's not family. That's fragmentation. So you don't want that. You want to get your family eating together to preserve that family bond. Trust is also an important thing that you benefit from when your family eats together. Remember, the more time you spend together and talking together means, especially that your children, but even for spouses, you get to feel more comfortable with each other because you'll be sharing your thoughts, sharing your issues, sharing your concerns. And so a new level of trust is able to be developed amongst your family members. Then, of course, you get to know each other. It almost sounds like, really, how could a family not know each other? Well, it happens. You get to know each other because you are now spending time talking about your likes, your dislikes. Everybody gets to air their feelings. If there is an issue where, you know, someone is not content with something, then you get to address it. So you get to know what's on everybody's heart and mind. Now, one of the beautiful things that I have even mentioned earlier is that you get to build memories. Your children will have fond, happy recollections of time spent together. And these are the things that are going to allow your children to grow up and be able to look back at their childhood with a smile on their face. As it regards your children too, in terms of one of the emotional benefits of eating together, the family time together at the table actually helps to develop within the children a sense of security. Security is so important for children. They benefit from a sense of security that comes just from the family being together, and it also is related to the fact that you are able to have it regularly. So there's always it's almost like a routine, and that routine adds to the sense of security that your children will benefit from. Then there's another aspect to how we benefit from the family time, the family meal together. The family roles are taught. Family roles will be exemplified before the children. And so, for example, you know, the children will see how, well, daddy will make sure that mommy's seated, right? Then they'll observe, okay, dad sits at the head of the table, and dad will bless the meal, or dad will choose someone to bless the meal. You're also able to teach etiquette, either directly, where you make sure that you are deliberately instructing children as to, you know, how to sit, how to ask for something, where the fork is to go, which hand you must use, etc. Or it can be passed on, etiquette can be taught by demonstration. So children will observe how the table is set, for example. They'll be able to observe how mommy and daddy are using the cutlery, or how you ask for food and how the food is passed, etc. And so, you know, homemaking skills will actually be learned here. And it will even be taught even before the meal begins, because the wise parent will actually now involve the children in preparing the meals as much as possible. Of course, depending on the age of your children, you draft them in the whole process of setting the table. Then, after your meal is finished, you can have them now clearing the table, learning how to stack your dishes, even doing the dishes. So homemaking skills are also going to be passed on, not necessarily because you have sat down together, but because you have now involved the children in the whole meal preparation process. Now, children who have regular family meals are noted to have confidence in their speaking ability and ability to make friends. And both of these are skills which are valuable for higher levels of education and also for employment. So your family time at the table will involve something like, how was your day? And so your child learns to be confident in asking a simple question as, how was your day? That child will also be able to learn how to show empathy. That child will also develop confidence in self-expression. The confidence that your children gain from the family table experience will also come from your allowing them to choose their own seats. It sounds so simple, right? But that is one of the things that will help them to learn to have a level of self-assertion. Hey, I choose my seat. Of course, after mommy and daddy have been seated, right? You know, heads of the table belongs to mommy and daddy. When they assist with chores that are associated with mealtime, that is also going to help to boost their confidence. And so we have another type of benefit that comes from having the family meal together. Now, our children also benefit, and I know I mentioned earlier the health benefits, but there is a study, there's a research finding that I was able to come across that's noted that not just now will weight control be a benefit, but it also found that 10 years down the line, the children who would have had regular family meals together would be less likely to have weight issues 10 years down the line. Isn't that amazing? So we're not just dealing with the current benefits, but one research was able to point out that, hey, 10 years down the line, the persons who did not have this kind of structure and experience went on to experience weight issues, you know, being obese and so on, in the future, 10 years into the future. But what one of the things that I found that was so moving for me was research that showed that children who participated in regular family meals were less likely to suffer from certain psychosocial issues. What am I referring to? Eating disorders, alcohol abuse, substance abuse, violent behavior, depression, and even suicidal thoughts. That brings me to the end of this episode of The Residence Resource. Please be sure to visit the website. That's theresidenceresource.epizy.com. I will be sharing with you links to the various research findings that I mentioned and even more in the show notes. So please be sure to check out the website. And please note, you are able to leave a voice message. Yes, when you go to the website, you are gonna see a section where I mentioned leave a voice message. You can leave a voice message, and who knows, your voice message may just be included in a future episode. Be blessed. Thanks for listening.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.